Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2.
Do you feel better now that I went back to the old way of testing?
I do. Okay. I do. I feel like I've influenced you less. You're more of a pure woodland sprite.
Or you influenced me more by shaming me when I switched our sound check.
I shamed you back into being a woodland sprite.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Not Again, the podcast that brings college-level analysis to preschool-level content. I'm one of your hosts, Rebecca.
And I'm your other host, Alan.
And we are back with a big episode, I guess. It's episode 40.
Hey, so, I didn't even think we could. If you would have said 20, I would have believed you.
I know you would have. And you weren't here for all of them, but you were here in spirit. And this is, it's kind of, we're kind of out of place because Ari is 10 months old now. At time of recording, he turned 10 months very recently. And when we recorded our first two episodes, not necessarily when we released them, but when we recorded our first two episodes, he was not existent yet. I was pregnant. That's what I was trying to say. I couldn't remember how to say I was pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. You had the belly.
He was within me and I couldn't breathe. He was pressing so hard against my lungs that I realized too late that we should not have recorded a podcast. Because I was like, hold on, let me tell you about Corey Carson. So, like, it didn't work out so well. And then we recorded the Cars thing, which is going to be relevant today. If you go back and listen to Alan Guesses the Plot of Cars, we have to do another Alan Guesses the Plot, by the way.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think we're going to do Trolls. That's going to be fun.
Oh, all right.
If you go back to that, I was pregnant for that one, too. And so it's like a blast from the past where Bex couldn't breathe. On top of that, I have some, so that was good news, is Ari's 10 months old, so look how far we've come, yay. And also, it's our 40th episode. What's the 40th anniversary? Look it up.
Search now on your phone.
Yeah, look it up. It's a play along at home and tweet us what the 40th anniversary gift should be. But it's also a sad day, because I was watching Elmo's World, because I had to. And there was an episode on colors, and at some point, Elmo very proudly announced that he was red, and I wanted to jump through the TV screen and strangle that Muppet and tell him, no, you're not. And here's the thing. Here's what I've realized, though, from watching, like, various compilations of Elmo's World and Sesame Street and whatever. At one point, Elmo was orange. Straight up orange, like you can't even deny it. He was orange. He was much lighter. And that was from a way long time ago. You can tell.
Yeah, like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, probably from like his first puppet, you know, inception. He was orange. And that was surprising to me because I was wondering if that was what influenced me to believe he was orange, is that kind of memory? Because when I watched it as a kid, that was 20 years ago, right? 25 years ago. And that was when he was orange. So now he's definitely redder. And I'm even willing to admit that you could like tangentially call him red, I suppose. But he may not even be aware of his own fur color. Let's just put it that way. But it was very sad to see him openly defy me in that way. I thought we had a better relationship than that. But no. And obviously, if you don't know what we're talking about, you should listen to our Elmo's World episode, which I believe is episode 39. Pretty easy to just go back one. And that's it. We took a break. We had to take a break.
Yeah, we had to. You were doing important editing on an important project.
I am
wink,
doing...
Wink, wink. I'm winking. You can't see me wink.
I'm doing so many projects. I probably shouldn't have said yes to the last 10 things I've said yes to.
I meant the one for you.
I honestly don't know what you're winking about. What are you winking about?
Hellbound.
Oh, I thought you were winking about the romance novel compilation.
Oh, well, yeah, but you weren't editing for that in the last couple weeks.
No, I was not. I am very excited about that, though. I can't talk about it much on this PG podcast because it's definitely not PG.
It's but steamy.
I got the cover art reveal for it, and I'm not sharing it because they said that there will be a pre-order, and that's when it's going to get shared, but my name was on the cover, and I was like, whoa, like Keanu Reeves level of just... That's awesome.
My name is on a book cover.
Yeah.
That could be in a store. Well, I mean, you can get a paperback, right?
Like it's on an online store. You can get it on
Amazon. Yeah, online, but still. Yeah.
No, it's still, you know.
There could be a physical copy of a book with your name on it.
Yeah.
And, like, you didn't just pay somebody to do that.
Yeah, no, I just, that's all I ever wanted was somebody to look at me and be like, yes, I agree, your writing is good enough to put on paper. Like, that's all I ever needed. Anyway, so today we are rating sentient vehicle universes, technically sentient car universes. Alan will explain probably later, but because some of the shows, I was like, Alan, we can't call it sentient car universes. What about Super Wings?
And I said, well, there are sentient cars in the Super Wings universe.
So it counts. And even in Titty Po.
And even in Titty Po, there are sentient cars.
Because Tayo and Titty Po try to be friends, and right.
Titty Po doesn't even get his own Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm going to pull up our rubric. Here's how we're going to do it. I had to really think about this. I was a teacher at one point. I'm very happy to say I was a teacher. It feels very freeing because now I can publish romance novels under my name and nobody could be like, but you're a teacher. You are leading the children into sin. So that's fun. But I was a teacher and I'm adept at writing rubrics. So did I want to write a rubric full on like every category is labeled and we add it all up and stuff? Or did we want to do just kind of like a holistic rating 1 out of 10? And then did we want to do golf rules? And so here's what we came up with. I think I said this before. I will say it again. This is definitely aping the last song on Earth. What would be the last song on Earth?
I think it's just
yeah, people just screaming.
Just screaming in unison.
Screaming in unison.
Does that qualify as music? Vote now on your
screaming
phones.
Screaming in unison featuring Pitbull. Anyway, the worst song on Earth is a podcast that you should listen to. It's where they rate songs to see if they're the worst song on Earth. And they do 3 categories and they do 1 out of 10 rating for each category. And the highest score is the worst score. So technically, if a song earns 30 out of 30, it is the worst song on Earth and you should listen. Also, I believe they did have a 30 out of 30 at one point. So we're going to do something very similar. We are going to be rating the universes of Disney Pixar's Cars, Go Go Corey Carson, Little Bus Tayo, Titty Po Titty Po, Super Wings, and Go Buster by Coco Melon or something like that. I don't even remember. It's one of those really weird ones that it feels like a fever dream. The categories are theme song annoyingness, world building, and ew questions. There's a rating out of one to ten for each one. And I'm going to go through I have a general idea for what a 1 looks like and what a 10 looks like. And then we're going to try to agree on what these universes rate. So without further ado, theme song annoyingness. If it gets a rating of 1, I would like to put this song in my music library and listen to it in my free time. A rating of 10. Dear God, please save me from this song. Anything but this. It's in my head again. Please help. World building. A rating of 1. Every single aspect of this universe has been thought out and developed. It looks like it could actually exist in some alternate universe where vehicles are alive. It feels organic, which is possibly ironic since cars
are inorganic.
Are inorganic.
They are metal.
Rating of 10. Nothing makes sense. How does any of this work? That was it. Just ew questions. Rating of 1. Nothing weird ever crossed my mind, actually. This show is a safe place to be. Rating of 10. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I don't want to think about that. Why are you making me think about that? Sound good?
All right.
Now, we do have 2 exceptions for our theme song annoyingness category. That would be Disney Pixar's Cars and Go Buster. We are going to kind of tweak that for soundtrack because Cars has a soundtrack and Go Buster is literally a series of short songs.
It's all songs.
So we're going to kind of just rate their music. So Let's start with Cars. Okay, and we're doing Cars 1 because that's the one we've seen as much.
Disney Pixar's Cars.
Theme song annoyingness, we're going to go with soundtrack. Okay, so their soundtrack, I know that there's more than this, but I know that there's Route 66 and Life is a Highway. And here's where I have to admit something, and it's probably going to lose us all of our listeners. I really like Life is a Highway by Rascal Freth. I really do. I grew up listening to Rascal Flatts. I listened to a lot of country music thanks to my mom. And I like that song. Route 66, get your kicks. It's fine. It's okay.
Okay, so we got to talk a little bit about the theme here. They weren't exactly clever.
Yeah, they were like driving songs.
Somebody Googled car songs during this process.
Ooh, is originality going to come into this?
I think that this, since we have to watch these movies on repeat.
Yeah.
I think that would get quite annoying to me. Mm. Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so originality, they get just no points for that, and therefore all the points for that, because it's a golf
yeah,
score.
Yeah, so but we're not at 10.
Yeah, we're not at 10 because unfortunately, Life is a Highway is in my music library, and I do listen to it on occasion, but Route 66 is not.
Should we actually, like, look up what the soundtrack is? We should look up what the soundtrack is.
Yeah, sure.
Is.
Let's do this the right way.
Let's actually do our jobs here.
Here we go.
That we don't get paid
our
for.
Our jobs, yeah, sure. Cars.
That we do for you for no money, for fun.
Okay. Oh, Randy Newman's on there, so. All right, Life
Real
is a Highway.
Real Gone,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Oh, you know that one?
Yeah, Sheryl.
Okay, Real Gone by Sheryl Crow, Route 66, Life is a Highway, Behind the Clouds by Brad Paisley, Our Town by James Taylor, Shboom? I don't know what that
shaboom,
is.
Shaboom, sure. Shaboom.
Find Yourself Again by Brad Paisley.
A lot of Brad Paisley.
And then some score, musical score.
Yeah, musical score.
Which I don't even remember the musical score. I can't tell if that's a point to their favor or not.
It wasn't offensive enough for you to remember.
Yeah. A lot of country music. For some people, that's a no-no. For me, it's like I don't actually have
a
problem with
that's
like,
on theme,
country.
Though, because there's a lot of scenes where they're in the country. And
it's
so,
also
of course,
NASCAR, which yeah, is the southern yeah. thing. So I feel like that makes sense. We have to, you know, go at a steady clip because we're already at 12 minutes.
We're already at 12 minutes.
I would say for me, I'm gonna split the difference and say that this is like a 5.
I was gonna go lower. I was gonna say 4.
4, great.
So there's some annoyances. There, it seems like a little too on the nose, but like you'll be fine.
Okay, so we'll do 4 for that. Then world building. So with Cars, they have things like. The motel is made out is big traffic cones, and they go in through a garage. But it's also kind of like our world. You know what I mean? Like the roads that exist are the roads we would drive. And so I don't even know if they world built so much as just did a bunch of puns and tried to kind of just
like the Beatles
adapt.
Were the bugs and stuff like that. So it's mostly just like gags.
It's a lot of sight gags. We also noticed that they both like. Eat oil, but also just get gas. So,
right.
What is that about?
Yeah, and oil would be your blood, not your food.
Now, this is getting a little bit into ew questions, so we got to be careful.
No, we got to be careful. Yeah,
because ew questions is getting there. But as far as world building goes, it doesn't feel like they tried very hard. So if effort is going in there, it's kind of not good.
It's kind of not good.
However, I wouldn't say it's nothing makes sense.
Well, and their the world building in the sense that what the characters are like up to makes sense.
What they're up to makes sense.
They
what they
have
do
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, what they have goals and ambitions in a structured world, so they have something.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think?
I think we're middling again.
Yeah, we're middling
maybe,
again.
Maybe we'll do our 5 there.
I think 5.
Okay. And then ew questions. Cars have tongues.
Yeah, and eyes.
And the twin Miatas or whatever they were.
Oh, yeah.
They flashed him.
They flashed him.
Definitely made me go ew, ew, ew.
Ew, yeah. I don't want to think about that.
I don't want to think about that at all. And in fact, that's exactly what it says is I don't want to. Why are you making me think about that? So we might be pushing 10 on this.
Yeah, we might be getting pretty high.
Especially since Lightning McQueen has a love interest.
Yeah.
So what do they make us think about? They make us think about cars eating / getting gas. They make us think about cars reproducing.
Right.
I don't want to think about that. They have tongues, so they also make me think about cars making out, and I don't like that.
And they made the joke that when we were doing the Guesses the Plot episode, I said, you're really going to call it the Piston Cup. We can't do that joke. It's a G-rated movie. And Max tells me they made that joke.
Yep.
And I went, I thought that we were like,
nope,
treading in dangerous ground, and they just went there.
So I want to just give this a 10.
Yeah, it's pretty gross when you think about it, and you don't want to think about it, and they make you think about it.
They make you think about a lot of stuff. So we are at
19
out of 30 for cars. All right. Some of this stuff is going to be repeat, too. So, like, for instance, Corey Carson, spoiler alert, also made us think about how cars reproduce, and so does Tayo, so we'll kind of brush by those. But Corey Carson's next on our list. Theme song annoyingness. We haven't had to hear the Corey Carson theme song too much because Netflix does the auto skip after the first episode.
Yeah.
However,
and it is short, if I remember.
It's short and simple, I feel like. It's just go, 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 Corey Carson. Like, that's the lyrics. And then Corey, like, says, hi, mom, hi, dad, or whatever it is. And Chrissy, you know, like, he's introducing the characters. Yeah. It's kind of like the Bluey theme song. Short, sweet, and just introduces the characters.
Okay.
I would not put this in my music library.
Oh, no.
I also don't hate it. Like, it doesn't kill me. It doesn't even get stuck in my head because there's not much to it.
Yeah.
So theme song annoyingness, I would say it's definitely on the one side of things. Like it's maybe
Like a three.
Yeah, I feel a three. I feel
you're not gonna enjoy it.
No, but, I can't enjoy it.
It's completely forgettable.
Yeah,
there's no the annoying factor is very low.
Yeah, world building. I already have a number in mind for this one, and you can push back, but I'm gonna give it a one.
Oh, you think it's a very complete world? Yeah. Well,
for world building specifically, I'm going to push the fact that they do stuff that requires hands off screen in the ew questions, even though it's not ew.
Yeah.
Because that's like something that makes me question them. You know what I mean? But the world itself, they have a ramp up to Corey's bed. They have the hilly terrain. They have their garage is how they get in and out. They don't have stairs. They have ramps. Like they thought about it. I think that and on top of that, it's a very cute world. Like Corey Carson's one of those shows that we actually said we would recommend. So
yeah, I don't know if I'd go so far as one, but we're up. Yeah, we're down low.
Yeah. Well, what's the one thing that they did wrong with their world? Was it making the school bus the teacher?
Well, no. It's like
was it Gary Garbage?
There are questions about the universe, like that we had about like the train on the tracks with no free will and like and
I suppose yeah. See, the train thing is going to come up again and again.
Yeah.
Trains. As soon as you put trains in your sentient car universe,
yeah.
Because that train doesn't have free will. I already asked this, but I don't want you to listen because I think that was episode one. And, so
and our
bad.
Sound quality was bad. And we were bad.
And pregnancy was bad. No, my pregnancy was fine, actually. Everything went well with the pregnancy, but it made me sound bad. So, but yeah. Okay, two? Can we go two?
Yeah, we can go two.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for indulging me.
I bullied you into it.
All right. Ew questions. We have Corey falling in love with his babysitter. We have...
That's not a car universe problem,
no,
though.
We're on ew questions now.
Okay.
We have Corey peeing himself. Motor oil. We have the fact that cars definitely have children.
Have children.
So... It's up there with cars.
Yeah, and they
and Gary Garbage sniffing the trash.
Sniffing the trash.
Saying it's all part of the job. It's not. It's not Gary.
Not part of the job, Gary. You don't have to smell the garbage. Yeah, it makes you ask a lot of questions. And I think we might have talked about this. They bathe, but they don't take off their tires. But later they're related to, like, shoes.
Yeah.
And so, like, then, like, how does – are they – they're all naked, I guess? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's true. So let me ask this.
I think
they
wear soccer jerseys at some point. Anyway, I have no idea.
We gave cars a 10 out of 10 for EU questions. Is Corey Carson on level with that or slightly better?
If it's slightly better, it's not by much.
Like, I would give it a 9
because
they don't stick their tongues out anytime, I don't think. Or maybe they're just too cute for me to care that they have mouths.
Yeah.
The mouths are just kind of like parts of their windshield, whereas like Lightning McQueen
has like a
eyeballs, tongue, teeth going on. You know what I mean? Like it's too face-like.
I could go with 9 on this, but if you said 10, I'd be like, yeah, he does pee the floor.
Yeah, but that's one episode. I'll go with a 9.
9.
Okay. So next on our list is Tayo, Little Bus Tayo. Theme song annoyingness. The only reason I'm not giving this a 10 right here and now is because Titty Po has to have the 10 for me.
What?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Titty Po, I would pay money to never have to hear the Titty Po theme song again.
Okay, I'm going to put it on my iTunes playlist.
Okay. I have to divorce you now.
Hi, I'm Warren. I know next to nothing about music or musical theater. Does this sound like you or somebody that you know? If so, tune in to Tone Deaf, a theater nerd's guide for their musically challenged spouse, every Wednesday, where my wife Kay,
that's me,
broadens my horizons and makes me less of an uncultured swine.
Oh, Warren, you're not a swine.
Thanks, Kay. Wait.
Tune in every Wednesday to Tone Deaf.
Okay, we're talking about Tayo right now.
Tayo, yeah. So, so first of all, Tayo, okay, this is, I don't know if this is like a cheat for the Tayo, but the fact that Tayo has the lyric speeding up, slowing down because they couldn't figure out what buses do amuses me. And for that reason, I can't.
That's not how you give points.
Yes, it is. What? I'm making the rules up as I go along.
All right, all right.
These are my rules.
It's a really bad song.
It's a terrible song.
It's garbage.
It's
Gary garbage.
I mean, don't listen to it, but if you do, I think you'll agree with us. I can't give it a 10 because I'm slightly amused by it. And if I had to choose between that and Titty Po.
All right.
But you're saying Titty Po's is better than Tayo's?
Oh, yeah. It's got like Tayo's is there's absolutely no musicality to Tayo.
Okay, I'm going lyrics. You're going musicality.
Yeah.
So do you want to give Tayo a 10?
I could give Tayo a 10. We can give it a 9. 9 is good.
I'm going to give it a 9 because I'm going to fight you for Titty Po being a 10. All right. World building. No. Bad. Again, can't be a 10 because Titty Po's on tracks. So, like, that's worse. But we had this discussion about how police cars and police officers are partners, which is not good because cars can't go into buildings. And also, do cars realize that they have no choice in their lives as far as like careers, whereas human beings do? Like, a bus is just a bus. A bus can't aspire to be a fire truck, as Ghani was quick to point out.
Yeah, and there's so many unanswered questions about how the world might even remotely function.
Yes.
So it's real bad.
And we'll say this for both Tayo and Titty Po. If you have a car or a bus or a train that has to think about what it's doing, that's worse automatically in every situation.
Yeah.
Because a train ride is bumpy if the train forgets to slow down, but it's not bumpy if the conductor just slows down, or more likely these days, what, a computer just automatically. Yeah. So the world building right there falls apart because it's just worse to have your car know it's a car. And it's like the existential dread I feel on behalf of these vehicles is so great. They can't.
They didn't. They did not build a world that doesn't break your brain.
Yeah.
It totally breaks your brain.
So I think that for world building, I would also give it a 9.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving Titty Po the 10, but
the
we'll
10,
talk about why.
Yeah.
Because of the train tracks. But yeah, so I'm going to say 9 and 9. And then the last thing is ew questions. I think the only time I really had ew questions was when that small child was terrorizing the inside of the bus.
Right.
And it felt it.
Yeah, the naughty child was coloring on the walls of the inside of the bus.
And squirting a squirt gun, I think.
And the bus, like, felt that.
So that question that I have to ask is, every time somebody gets on the bus, does it feel the people inside, like cat bus style? And I don't like that question. But other than that, I'm mostly concerned with the world building. I'm not into these characters enough to care that they have tongues. I don't care if they eat. I don't even know if they address that, you know.
Yeah,
it's honestly not the worst.
They do fart dances.
Oh, the fart dances.
But that
that
could just be exhaust.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not so much a question as just it makes me go, ew.
Okay.
So it's not a 1.
I mean, yeah, it's not a 1, but it's like a 3 or a 4.
Yeah, and I think Titty Po's going to have the same rating, so we got to decide now. As far as ew questions go.
Yeah.
3? 3. 3, okay. Unless we have a tie, in which case I'm putting it up to a 4.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, we do not have a tie yet.
Was that a 21?
Yeah, I believe so. Let me look. Yeah, it's a 21. Okay, so far, taking the lead as the worst car universe is Tayo, but we're going to see about this. So let's leave theme song to last for Titty Po, because apparently we're going to come to blows on this. World building. 10 out of 10. Nothing makes sense. They're trains. They're on tracks. They have no ability to move about where they want to. If the tracks are parallel and two of them are driving side by side in order to talk to each other, no other train can ever go in the opposite direction.
Right. And there's never like extra tracks.
Well,
either.
Sometimes there's just like 8 in a row.
Well, there's like a clover leaf thing.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool with
tracks,
all the train home.
Yeah.
But
the tracks just happen to go wherever they need to go to talk to one another. And there's one episode where Tayo wants to like hang out with Titty Po and they can't because one is a bus that can go more freely about the country and one is a train that is on a track and is just there and has no choice but to go forward and back. And
yeah, it's a 10 out of 10.
It's a 10 out of 10. Okay.
There are so many more questions than answers. In fact, there are no answers.
But as far as the ew questions go, there's no fart dance in Titty Po. So
there was when the conductor.
Oh, the conductor farted.
The conductor farted.
So there are equal amounts of farts.
Now, there's more in Tayo.
There's more Tayo farts, I feel like.
Yeah.
This is what we've come to. We've come to discussing the amount of farts. This is splitting hairs, but I might go with a 2.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there was that one time when Diesel wanted a superhero to sign his body.
That's so pretty gross.
That's why it's not a 1, but I think it's a 2.
Yeah,
there was a fart and a weird body. Okay. Titty-po. Like, how can you listen to that and think that it's not a 10?
It's... And it's a better tune.
No, but the singing is like high pitched. I can't. No,
you can groove to it a little.
You cannot groove to Titty Po.
Look, if you're not careful, Tayo is going to be better than Titty Po. So you do have to be careful here.
I'm saying Tayo.
No. Tayo is the worst show for sure.
No, you think Tayo's the worst show than Titty Po?
Yeah.
But Titty Po's voice, man.
Oh, I suppose.
Think about Titty Po's voice. Titty Po's voice, for that reason alone, deserves to add the extra point to the theme song.
And they do have that song for, like, other songs for, like, the song for Mr. Herb.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Wait, yeah, that's true. They also have the rapping.
And the they have the rapping.
Tayo has rapping, but I feel like the rapping is worse in Titty Po.
We've come to discussing which one's worse at rapping.
Both of them are terrible 90s white people rapping, but, like... please let me give it a 10. Come on, think about it. And the lyrics are just like Titty Po, Titty Po, Titty Po.
It is just Titty Po over and over again.
Yes, it's Titty Po over again. And it gets stuck in my head even when I don't want it to.
That's true.
Which is all the time.
It was stuck in my head today.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
It jams itself in there. Okay.
You can have your 10.
Okay. Wait, but you think Tayo's the worst show?
I think Tayo's the worst show, but you don't agree.
I don't. I think Titty Po's the worst show.
Well, the
22. Okay, see, they'd be tied if we gave it a 9.
All right.
So, okay, we'll say Titty Po is anywhere.
I was going to say 8.
Yeah, so like Titty Po is anywhere from a 20 to a 22. We're giving Titty Po a range. There we go.
Based on how much you think the theme song slaps.
Yeah. It doesn't. Not at all. Okay, this is... Okay, we need to take a deep breath. We're almost done here. Super Wings. Theme song. Again, it amuses me. But it's like rock and roll, like yes, anthem.
Yeah.
Like Jet, you gotta go.
Let's go!
Yeah, it's very like...
Hair metal.
It's very like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like kind of trying to appeal to kids these days with their guitars and their drum solos and their ripped jeans, you know, like that kind of thing.
And their yo-yos and their flip-flops and their...
Yes. Now, Super Wings is another Netflix one for me, so we actually don't hear the theme song that much.
Yeah.
But...
It's super great. The second time you listen to it, you're already done with it.
Very much so. And so, again, like, the lyrics do amuse me, but I definitely don't want to listen to it. It's definitely not something I want in my playlist.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't call it a 10.
I'd say 7.
7?
Yeah.
7 feels right.
I mean, it's not going to make your ears bleed the first couple times, but after that, you're just going to be like, please don't.
And it's going to get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
But I also find it hilarious that they're like, go deliver a package. It's so cool. And it's like, no, it's, you know, like, people do that.
Soaring guitars.
It's just a job. Yeah. Like, you know, that happens. You know, sometimes people...
Do you think, like, the FedEx delivery person has, like, that song playing?
Every time they're like, yeah, Jeff, go deliver a package. Go, Jeff, go. Like, no, it's a really useful job. It's just not as intense as they make it. I love package deliveries.
Yeah, it made my life easier, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's an important job, and I like the people who do it.
I want to make it very clear. I have no problem with people who deliver packages. I just don't think it's the type of thing that needs, like, a rock ballad. But if you deliver packages and you disagree, listen to the Super Wings theme song and let us know if maybe we should be nicer to it.
If it fits your job perfectly, just tweet at us, you know?
Yeah. So I like the 7. I think 7's good.
7's good.
The next thing is world building. And so we have the world.
Yes.
And then we take in the world and we take in like a salt shaker of sentient, slightly transforming
super robots
that have the minds of children and just kind of sprinkle them in there. But also... cars are alive. right? There was the bus in Hawaii that was just like, oh no, the volcano's erupting.
And the van in Vietnam.
And then my favorite was in Brazil where the truck had a spare tire in the back that was going to be useful later. So Jet had to be like, what's that? And the truck had to be like, it's a spare tire. If I ever get a flat tire, that spare tire can replace the tire that is flat for when it's flat, it's spare. In case that ever happens. And Jet's like, okay. And
that'll never happen.
Yeah, and then later is like, oh no, this float has a flat tire. What am I going to do? Wait, I conveniently learned about spare tires 5 minutes ago. So like they do have also on top of that, like non-transforming, non-specialized, non-top secret Jimbo invention, alive cars.
Yes.
So I feel like we have some hitches and kinks in this plan here. They fall into the same problem as everything we talked about with Tayo, where it's like it would just be easier if the car were not alive. And in fact, it would be easier to deliver a package if you just flew a plane, especially since Jet delivers one package per journey. And like if you just had a FedEx plane, you would deliver many.
This is a strange choice. We didn't even talk about this on the Super Wings episode, so this is bonus. It's a strange choice to make the van and the car and the bus sentient, because the Super Wings are like the special thing.
Supposedly.
They don't have to have other vehicles be sentient. It could just be like, we invented these robots, they deliver packages and have the minds of children. How we got the minds of children in there, we won't tell you.
It has to do with souls.
Yes, there's a laser and don't ask too many questions.
It has to do with dust. That's a Golden Compass / His Dark Materials reference.
Anyway, so
they're an invention. They're supposed to be these cool things.
Yeah, and then cars
are just alive,
and we don't talk about that.
And then the question that we have is people seem just cool with it as well. So the only person who ever that I have seen reacts to the giant airplane robot is in season 1, episode 2, where the little girl's dad goes, "Whoa, what are you?" Like everyone else is just like, "Yeah, that's just come inside." Airplane robot, come enjoy making cheese.
If they even invite the robot in, if the robot doesn't just walk in.
Does this bear repeating? It does. Sometimes Jet just comes right on inside.
It's like, I delivered you a package. I live here now.
Yes. Open it in front of me. This is how I find joy in my weird, weird life. And so
world building is bad, is what we're trying to say.
World building is pretty darn bad. Is it worse than Titty Poe?
No.
No. Is it worse than Tayo? Well, if it's worse than Tayo, then it would be a 10 as well. So it's better than Titty Poe and Tayo.
It's like, a 7 or 8.
What if we did 7s across the board?
Well, 7. We'll just try 7. I think you'd get 21, but I'm not sure.
Ew questions. Jet eats all the time. He gets cake in Paris. He gets cheese in Switzerland. He just eats. But he is an airplane.
Right.
So why he eating? Why does that happen? And where does it go?
I think he just has to, like, because I think he just, like...
Does he taste it?
I think he just takes it out later. not, like, just eat, digest. He's like, food, nom, nom, nom. Like, I had, like a coin bank as a kid that would, like, pretend to eat the coins, but then it was just a piggy bank. Yeah. I think it's like that.
He has, like, a chute where things just...
I think he has to go home and, like, empty.
Yeah. It just... Ew, right?
That's a little, but like, I don't think they're implying that he's digesting.
Well, that's
anything.
The problem. They make me ask about his digestion. Corey Carson makes me ask about digestion as well. What did we do for the ew rating for Corey Carson? It was pretty decent, right? Yes. It got a 9. Good. Good. Because ew, Corey Carson, why are you making me think about cars digesting stuff? So it's not like a 1.
No.
As far as other things, though, it doesn't make me think about vehicle reproduction.
Nope.
It does make me question how they got the minds of children, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
Because you'd think you'd want your sentient, super expensive, top secret robots, delivery robots to be adults.
Who know
what spare tires are.
Yeah, fully capable. Four.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah, I'll go with 4.
Okay.
All right.
What's that, 18? Yeah. Yep.
Okay. The real fun is having us do math in our heads for the listening audience. And go Buster. So we haven't done an episode about this. Just so you know, I'm not going to give you the episode numbers because I don't care. But we have done an episode called Alan Guesses the Plot of Cars. We have done our first 7 episodes on Corey Carson. I would say that episode 6 is where you can start to hear us getting better. And I will always defend the content. Like, I think that our discussion of Corey Carson was always good, but our quality of the podcast got better about episode 6. Yeah. But we did, the first 7 episodes were about Corey Carson. We have talked about Taya. We've talked about Titty Po. That was recent. And we talked about Super Wings for 2 episodes. We can't do an episode about Go Buster because Go Buster gets a 10 for world building. Go Buster doesn't have a world. It is an empty white void where it's a bus exists with its animal and other vehicle friends, and sometimes they play soccer, and sometimes they go to the dentist, and sometimes they go to jail. And there is no world. It's a void. It's literally not built.
Yeah, it's just a shadowless white space.
I'm not wrong about this, right?
I mean,
sometimes there's like the soccer field, right? The soccer pitch. What is it?
Pitch is both is right.
Okay,
I think.
I'll go with soccer field. And that's something, but when they're just like discovering that you can make shapes, they just like drive through some paint and they're just in a white void making shapes. And Warren loves that part. He loves it. They make colorful shapes and he goes rectangle, square, heart, etc. Like, I'm happy that he can identify shapes, but they don't seem to mind that they exist in a void. And whose void is this and why are they there?
Don't ask whose void it is.
Somebody has to own this void, right?
Okay.
It can't just be like, I don't know what I was going to say. It can't be a void.
It can't be an ownerless void.
Yeah, so voids are created, right?
I think the opposite. I think voids are the opposite of
voids
creation.
Voids are neither created nor destroyed. Isn't that what it is?
Voids are the opposite of creation.
Voids belong to the noid.
The noid?
There. It's the noid's void.
It's the noid's void. We've decided.
Okay, good. So anyway, 10 for that. We went out of order, but like obviously.
Sure.
Theme song. Again, they don't have a theme song, but everything is a song. Like, yeah. Every segment is a song. And I hate them all. But the question is, do I hate them more than Tayo and Titty Po?
I don't think so, because part of this is annoyingness.
Yes.
And because it's they're unique to the episode, clip, whatever, it can't grate on you in quite the same way.
Yeah. No, so, and this is, for those who don't know, this is at least on Netflix. I think that he's also watched it kind of possibly illegally on YouTube. But it's all one segment. It's not a movie, right? But neither is it a TV show. It's just like 1-hour-long special or whatever you want to call it, where they do a bunch of little skits with songs. And some of the songs are more annoying and more earwormy than others. So I would still say it's above a 5.
Yeah. I wouldn't go low on this one.
7 or 8. I'm at 7 or 8. You tell me.
I'd say 7.
Okay, so 7 for annoyingness of the soundtrack, and then 10 for world building, and then ew questions. I don't know if this counts as an ew question, but there is one part of this ongoing movie segment thing, whatever it is, where there's a bus that is a robber, like a bank robber, and it looks like Buster, the main character Bus, and so Buster gets arrested and put in jail. And what are we, what is the lesson?
What are we teaching children?
Wait, I found a lesson.
Oh.
Authority figures will profile you. If you look like a criminal to them, they will put you in jail, which is why as soon as you're arrested, you say nothing but, I need my lawyer, and then you shut up. And that's a great lesson.
Probably even before you're arrested.
Yeah, don't say anything then either. But probably not something that needs to be taught to preschoolers, I hope.
Oh, I don't know. Start them early.
Start them early for sure. I mean, we talked about this in episode 7 with Corey Carson being the hall monitor or whatever he was, but it technically is a lesson.
I suppose.
The cop car arrests Buster because he looks like a criminal.
Yeah, throws him in jail inside the windowless void.
Yeah, there is no void. The void has a jail. Why does the void have a jail? This goes back to world building a little
bit. The void is a jail.
The void is a jail, so why does it need another jail?
Anyways, there's an even worse jail inside the jail.
It's just jails all the way down. And yeah, but then they realize their mistake. Buster's super sad in that jail cell. I cannot stress this enough. Buster, who is a child for all intents and purposes, is arrested and without trial just kind of put in jail to rot in this void, in this jail within this void, and he's very sad about it. And then they're like, whoops, we caught the wrong guy. You're free to go. And we're supposed to be like, yay, the police officer eventually did do his job.
Still traumatized.
Still traumatized, but at least I'm free from jail now. I'm going to go learn more about colors. That's the weirdest segment. That and the incredibly racist caricature that that train is. I don't like that one bit. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't. Sorry.
At least one of the segments involves a train. And I don't know how to say this. I don't even want to describe it because I feel like it would be racist of me to say the words necessary to describe it.
But that sounds pretty bad.
It's really bad. It makes me uncomfortable. So
U factor is definitely not a one.
Not a one. It's a different kind of grossness, though.
It's a different kind of grossness. It's societal grossness.
Yes, it's societal grossness. I don't even know if that can go on our scoreboard anywhere.
Well, we're definitely not giving it a super low number is no. What we're saying.
It's not ew grossness, but societal grossness, a six?
Five?
I mean,
I don't know.
Racism, real malicious racism obviously just gets an 100 out of 10, right?
Yeah, but that's not the scale.
And it's also not... it's also one tiny segment of an otherwise not racist...
How did we even get here?
I dug myself into a hole here.
All right.
If I don't give it a 10, I'm condoning racism and police brutality and profiling.
How about just disclaimer? That's in there, but we were kind of talking about, like, body horror.
Yeah. Yes, it's balanced by the lack of body horror. There really isn't a lot of that.
All right.
So.
Six.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't think, like, say we gave it a six, like you said, doesn't that still make it the winner or loser, rather? It gives it a 23, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it does.
So
it doesn't
might
matter.
As well just
anywhere,
give it a 10.
Six to 10,
six
it doesn't
to 10.
Matter. This is the worst one.
Six to 10, it doesn't matter. I am surprised by our own rating.
Me too.
This is a 23 to a 27.
Yeah.
Range. I thought for sure that Tayo or Tittypo was going to take the cake as far as worst sentient car universe.
I thought so too.
But nothing can really beat an empty, windowless, escapeless void.
Escapeless void with a jail within.
With a jail and racism. So
there you go. Go Buster.
Go Buster is the worst
sentient car universe.
All right, let's do the final rating. Okay, so our worst sentient car universe is Go Buster. Our second worst, plural, because they're basically tied, is Tayo and Tittypo. And honestly, that makes sense, because Tittypo is a spinoff of Tayo, so they're basically the
same. They're basically the same.
They're basically tied for second worst.
Then, and it depends on your theme song appreciation. Yeah,
it depends on if you are on Alan's side or my side, I suppose. And a couple other things as well. It depends on how grossed out you are by farts and terrible rap, I guess. anyway, so next we have Cars in third place for worst. So third worst
third
is Cars,
worst is
Disney
Cars.
Pixar's. And right behind that is Super Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then it turns out that Corey Carson is the best sentient car universe.
Despite being the grossest or second grossest.
Yeah, it's a really gross car universe.
It's a really gross car universe, but it does the rest of it okay.
It's well thought out, and it doesn't annoy me too much with its theme song. So apparently, by our rating system, watch Corey Carson before you watch anything else. And if we forgot any sentient car universes, it's probably because we haven't seen them a lot.
But you tweet.
This is like your third call to tweet at us. And that... is that, and I thought this discussion was going to be very quick, but I forgot about all the nuances that we would have to tackle. So, thank you for listening, thank you for existing, and thank you for helping us to maintain our marbles for just one more week. We are very happy to be back, and we hope to be back for a while. We went so long without taking a break, and I feel like, honestly, we shouldn't even apologize. Like, breaks are good for mental health and stuff, but we're glad to be back, and I have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. And I don't want to talk about some of it because I'm worried that if I talk about one thing in particular, it just won't happen. So cross your fingers for me that this special thing happens. But also Hellbound is coming out very soon, possibly already out. If you're listening to this on July 3rd, oh, happy Independence Day or whatever, if you're American, I guess. By now, I'm probably already trying to kill my neighbors for setting off fireworks.
Yeah, and if it would be fine if it was – it wouldn't be fine because it would still scare everybody's dog. But it would be fine if it was July 4th.
Yeah.
But they, for some reason around here, just kind of play plus or minus 3 weeks with that one.
Yeah. So there will be fireworks going off until midnight for days. And getting our children to go to sleep is not fun. And I wish that fireworks were illegal.
Please don't be that person because other people have ears.
Yeah. My dog doesn't like fireworks.
And babies.
Yeah.
And they wake up and they cry and you're doing that to them.
Yep. And you know what? America's independence, not as important as my child sleeping so that I can sleep. Sorry.
Especially when it isn't even Independence Day.
Yeah. Also, if you're going to celebrate Independence Day, do that on Independence Day.
Yeah. Please.
Just have a barbecue. Maybe it'll be better because it's a Sunday this year. You know, like people won't feel the need to celebrate on, you know, a Saturday or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, so happy that if you're American and you care.
Not really.
Not us, but we
I'll eat a hot dog.
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's an excuse to grill. Not that I ever needed one. So Hellbound might already be out, is what I meant to say, because I was hoping to release it before the end of June, and it's July 3rd when you're hearing this, so maybe. We'll see. If not, it'll be out soon, and I will talk about the ability to pay what you want on Gumroad, or buy it for Nook, or buy a physical copy, all from Barnes & Noble. I am boycotting Amazon as much as possible, and please rate our podcast if you like it. Maybe like 5 stars. That'd be awesome.
If you're still listening now.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. We got to stop just faffing about. Okay. So thank you. And we will talk to you next time. We don't know about what yet, but it might be the little last dinosaur, whatever that is.
The good dinosaur.
The good dinosaur. That's the one. Oh, God help us all. And until that happens, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Alan.
Sorry, I forgot how we sign off our podcast. It's been a while. Bye, friends.
Bye.